It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you as always by our friends at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody that we always trust to bring us the local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, good sir?
All right, Rocco, thank you.
Fantastic, Dave. Wanted to address a couple of stories from Monday's Chronicle Telegram, also available to read up on over at ChronicleT.com. Let's start with this one from Owen McMillan. A lot of news, obviously, every single year, it seems, with the city of Avon. That community continues to grow and grow. And speaking of growing, they've just been awarded a very special designation that only a couple of other Lorain County cities can boast as well. Dave, what's this all about?
Yeah, so the city had formed a tree commission a couple years back and recognized this past week as an official Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation. News came in again real recently, and City Arborist Richard Varga spoke with Owen and said, basically the main thing for the city is that they've been working on this for 2 years. They're excited about becoming a tree city and getting the recognition. This makes Avon one of 3,600 Tree City USAs in the United States, and appears to be the third in Lorain County. More locally, locally, Strongsville has been one for 27 years. Avon Lake, obviously, in Lorain County for 29 years. Elyria for 30 years, again, our county seat. And then Westlake, one of the bigger ones, one of the longer-term Tree City USAs in the area at 31 years. So that's really great. And basically what this means, is that there's requirements for cities that want to seek this. They have to have an official tree ordinance passed, spend at least 2.5% of per capita spending on tree upkeep or planting, and hold an annual Arbor Day celebration. That means Avon spends about $50,000 a year, and it hosted its first ever Arbor Day celebration back on November 5th. So congratulations to Avon for being a Tree City USA. That's really kind of neat. And its next Arbor Day is going to be the first Saturday in October, coming up this year in 2023.
Well, very, very cool. And yeah, you kind of told us a little bit about what being a Tree City USA means, or being one of the Tree City USA cities means, and all the different qualifications there. Just very, very interesting article here from Owen, kind of all that Avon has done regarding trees within the city. And I know it may not initially sound like a big deal, but still a very, very cool thing for the city of Avon. And like you said, Dave, the other two that we know of in Lorain County, Avon Lake, they've been a tree city for 29 years, Elyria for 30. So pretty, pretty cool stuff there for the city of Avon. Again, and Owen McMillan had more on that in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. Also in Monday's CT, this one came from Carissa Wojtek. Of course, she's been up to, up covering Lorain as this war between Russia and Ukraine. I know it doesn't quite garner the same national attention necessarily that it once did, but still a lot of local ties with this and a lot of folks in our community still supporting the Ukrainians in this effort. And again, Carissa had more in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, what did she write about?
Yeah, this is a neat story about Tatiana Respanis of Sandusky. They're members of St. Mary's Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Lorain. Tatiana being parish board president, and it's just past the 1 year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Continuing a long standing conflict, and so at least 1,000 people, including Tatiana Russ, went to the Steps of Lincoln Memorial on the National Mall, Washington, D.C., back on February 25th. That would be Saturday the 25th. And stood around with other supporters of Ukraine. They've been to a number of rallies, but this one was, a sea of blue and yellow flags, people in face paint, all coming together to support the Ukrainian people. And basically just saying, hey, Russia, get out of Ukraine, supporting the effort to push the Russians back across the border. So that was really kind of something that Tatiana and Russ really really believed in. And she told Carissa, and I quote, "This is there's a kind of energy that lives in a space where people come together for a cause that they believe in." Mm-hmm. And they have a lot in common. It's quite unique. I suppose it's not unlike what some people feel about attending church. You share something with this group, So there's something that lives in this space when people come together to support a cause and can be heard by others. So that's a nice trip for a good cause that that Tatiana Russ went ahead and took the other day.
And I love the quote that she has at the very end of Carissa's article here, saying, you know, quote, the world knows Ukraine now, and certainly no disagreements here. And Dave, just to kind of expand on this briefly, I know, Cleveland and its surrounding area, certainly a big Ukrainian presence in terms of people with that nationality under their belt kind of residing within our area. So not super surprising to see continued local support for the Ukrainians here.
Yeah, it's really one of those efforts that's taken off. Obviously, a lot of Ukrainian folks, especially if you go to Parma Heights,
yep.
southern kind of the outer ring suburbs of Cuyahoga County. You know, obviously a lot of ethnic groups and a lot of nationalities, came to land, in the Cleveland area in Cuyahoga County and surrounding counties. There's been the LC for Ukraine. Organization that has done a lot to do some translation services, to bring war refugees over here, either to settle maybe at some point, or hopefully, more than hopefully, to go back and be amongst their people again, when the war ends. So there's been a lot that Lorain County's done for Ukraine and for the Ukrainian people, and it's really nice to see that this continues.
Absolutely, and again, that rally down in Washington, D.C., a lot of Lorain County presence there, and Carissa had more on that in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. You can find more at chronicletea.com as we are again joined this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners expect to find in the paper?
Well, some news about the following up on a local angle after the East Palestine train derailment back earlier in the month. Some folks in Grafton are upset because, quite frankly, they're bringing some of the debris, some of the materials, some contaminated water, maybe not so much water, but soil and other debris, to Ross Incineration in Grafton to be handled, to be incinerated. Some concerns about that from the community, so we'll have that story. Court story from myself about a plea in a drug and weapons case coming out of Lorain County Common Pleas Court. And then some more stories from Carissa out of Lorain City Council. Some stories by Owen out of Sheffield Lake City Council, and then also out of Avon Lake Council from Owen as well. So read all about it in the Chronicle Telegram print edition or chronicletea.com.
You know the spot by now, folks. Print edition, as Dave said, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or that digital e-edition is also available anytime at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. Where are we going for this week's Scanner story?
Well, I thought we'd take a quick trip out west to one of our western bureaus.
Uh-oh.
And again, courtesy of my buddy Mitchell Byers at the Boulder Daily Camera newspaper. We're going to Boulder County, Colorado, where there was a report of an animal stuck in the bathroom and moaning. And as part of that being the first part of the mystery, the second part of the mystery is that a park ranger responded to Mitchell on Twitter and said, "This is at the Caribou Ranch trailhead in Boulder County. The bathroom fan battery has an alarm that apparently sounds like an animal in distress."
Oh, man. Well, at first I'm thinking, wow, that's a caribou fraternity party gone wrong there if Buddy's in the bathroom making some strange noises. But that, wow, I mean, you talk about creativity, Dave. I mean, that is creative alarm work right there. I mean, everybody gets kind of creative sometimes in the video games with their car alarms and stuff making different noises. But a wild animal-sounding alarm in a bathroom, I don't think I've ever heard of that before. Have you?
I have not, and the ranger wrote him to make certain that, quote, rest assured the toilets are critter free.
Well, that's good. Then we can all move on with our lives, no problem. Oh my goodness, we may need to go out to Colorado some more often here. We get some entertaining tales from our friend out there in Boulder. So great stuff as always, Dave. Again, for the latest from Dave and his colleagues at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of that CT today, or find that digital e-edition online at chronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time and entertainment as always, my friend. I always appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
All right, sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.